and he'll teach you about stress. Ways to get rid of stress, to alleviate anxiety, natural ways. Exercise, fuck. You can do that too. You can exercise to get rid of stress. No, instead we're going to put you on this antipsychotic, antidepressant. That's what we're going to do. Well, we hope that your antipsychotic doesn't affect your antidepressant. Antidepressant. Because that could lead to bad things. Oh, like what? Oh. A number of other psychological problems. Now, wait a minute. You're prescribing me an anti-anxiety pill. And you're prescribing me an anti-psychotic, right? / depressant. Whatever you want to slice it up. What could that lead to? Well, if things go wrong, you could... It could spark a... bipolar condition. What? The fuck are you talking about? I thought you were supposed to be helping me. Well, we'll take a chance and we'll see what happens. Oh, who's the we? Who's the we taking the fucking chance? Really? I think it's just me out here. Would you take these pills, doctor? Absolutely not. I don't want to spark a bipolar condition. Then what else could I do? Well, you know, you have to look into that yourself. How about some exercise? How about getting fucking outside and getting some fresh air? How about cutting back on these needless medications? Why aren't people focusing on staying healthy so that we don't get sick instead of getting sick and then all of a sudden trying to get healthy? You know, you're going to find out. And we're talking about this on pain.tv. And one of the reasons I had Dr. Dimitri Katz on to give a presentation. You're going to have to change things around to stay the fuck out of these hospitals. It's insane. It's insane. Where was the clip? Did I read this to you guys? You cannot go into a hospital. It's like you might as well play Russian roulette. The study came out today. A new study suggests that almost half of those hospitalized with COVID-19 have mild or asymptomatic cases. In other words, they didn't need to be hospitalized. So why did they get hospitalized? For money. It's big money to these hospitals. They get paid massive amounts of money for every COVID-19 case. They could have sent these people home with therapeutics, etc., with some medications. No, they said, well, you know what? Just stay here. It's cool. You're here. Just stay here. For folks who were mild or didn't have any symptoms, but tested positive, they hospitalized them anyhow. You're going to have to make some lifestyle choices if you're smart. And you're going to have to fucking bite the bullet and not the sheet cake. Lose some weight and wise up. Real health is possible. The doctors are not going to help you get there, man. You know, I talked to VM about this a while back, and he's so far, and he's going to come back on the show. Love VM. And many people love VM, too. He said to me, you don't understand, man. You don't get it. The way that these doctors have been taught is all wrong. It's been wrong. I don't know how long he said, maybe 100 years, he said. I'm paraphrasing. He can clarify when he gets on here. The entire thing's a sham. It's not the way. I mean, this thing, like VM, like he relaxes with, like, you know, a little brandy and a book from the 1600s. I mean, what? You know, if a book is from the 1700s, 1600s, written in Latin, he sits down and reads it. And then tries to translate it for me. I'm like, this dude's on another plateau. Yeah, but he's taking me to the other plateau. He's taking other folks to his plateau on the show. And the plateau is this. Medicine changed when they figured out that it could become very profitable to cook up all these ailments and treat them with pharmaceuticals. That's when medicine changed. When the doctor stopped coming to your house and you had to pay him every time you saw him and you couldn't go in and talk about one physical ailment you're having and then double up. So you know what? Also got this other thing going. Oh, well, you have to set another appointment for that. That's another copay. I can't talk to you here about your body and things that are bothering you, things that I could probably help fix until you make another appointment. 206 bones in the body. Good luck. Every time you got a problem with your bones and muscles, you have to book another appointment. Yeah, medicine has changed. They want repeat business. They want repeat customers. They don't want healthy people. And we just found out, even if you are healthy, the hospitals will take you anyhow. Thanks a lot. So we're supposed to believe that all these ICU beds and everything are jacked up with people fighting for their lives. Yeah, okay, right. The very fact right there is why you haven't seen the death rate spiral. Oh my God, the ICUs are cram-packed. Okay, where's the death rate? Well, you guys are just so good at fucking healing people. Because a year ago, you were killing people by the tens of thousands in the hospital. What happened? All the people you're letting in the hospital are not really sick. That's why there are no beds available. Are they clapping for me? Are they clapping for me? I mean, it was a good opening hour plus, but I mean, you don't have to clap for me. Unbelievable, the challenges we face. You know, if we faced them together and we stood up together, man, this fucking thing would be over. Be over. Instead, we have a tyrant and a liar and a criminal, a career criminal, saying today, if we get these 75 million people inoculated, this will be over. Oh, really? Because it's just another lie. No, when you get those 75 million quote-unquote chowderheads that he's basically called chowderheads, folks out here who have the brains to understand what these guys are doing. If he ever got those 75 million people, it's never going to happen. Their jabs, guess what they're going to do? It's not going to be over. They'll just roll out more fucking jabs. Then guess what they have? They have a customer for life. I just explained. A repeat customer. Be laughing all the way to the bank. Well, they're already laughing all the way to the bank now. For the time being. Comes around, goes around, folks. They're worried that it's going to collapse in the near future. They fall into the early winter, trying to keep a lid on it, as we talked about before on Hot Wire. I got a Hot Wire coming tonight. And some of the things we've been talking about the last couple of Hot Wires are breaking now. They're mainstream, and it's uncanny. We stay ahead of the news on these things. Also have some information on what goes on at Joe Biden's house on the weekends. You might not want to know from some of our local sources who are more than plugged in. That's coming tonight. And we might have something else coming out of federal court. We're working on a lot of different things. It's non-fucking-stop. Let's get to the news. Little Johnny Paycheck. All right. The Young Bucks have put together a cornucopia of news tonight, and we appreciate their hard work. And when they're not working on the Pain.tv site in a support fashion or capacity, they're building the app that's basically done. A few more nips and tucks. Some things we're trying to add to make sure it's as slick as the site. And we're going to be off to the races. That'll be, I think it's going to be available to Apple and Google and Android, etc. And the App Store, the Apple App Store, that's being worked on now. So you'll be able to get it quickly. And log on and create an account and help support us and get access to the treasure trove of intel on a daily basis. Like, it really is something unbelievable. It's beyond my expectations of what I wanted to build, not just a social media platform, but like an intelligence clearinghouse. And it's there. And it's only going to continue to get better. Dems want to hit Americans with $2.9 trillion more in taxes. This one's going to hurt you for a long time. When are they going to reduce taxes? Can you say never? Democrats on the Ways and Means Committee have drafted a proposal that would hit the American public with an additional $2.9 trillion over next 10 years in tax revenue. Just $2.9 trillion. If you're stupid enough to pay it. Increase the top individual rate to 39.6%. This marginal rate applies to married individuals filing jointly with taxable income over $450,000, to heads of households with a taxable income over $425,000, to unmarried individuals with a taxable income over $400,000. Starting to sound like a pharmaceutical commercial at the end, right? When they read the side effects. Increase the top corporate tax rate to 26.5%. Increase the top capital gains rate from 20% to 25%. I mean, you know, for folks that don't have the benefit of investing their pre-tax money, isn't it nice to get taxed on your money? Like from a paycheck, and then you put it into an investment, you get popped another 25%, only if you make money, though. Congratulations. Who said success isn't expensive? Dopey Biden wants to expand the net investment income tax to cover net income derived in the ordinary course of a trade or business for taxpayers with greater than $400,000. Increase the holding period for which a taxpayer must qualify for capital gains treatment from 3 years to 5 years. That's fucking massive. Increase the rate of tax on tobacco products. Wow. This guy has no original ideas. Let's just do what every other asshole has done and increase it.
The new number two. Who is number one? You are number six. I am not a number. I am a free man.
Yeah, you thought you were a free man. No, you're just a number. I tell you, the playlist goes fucking haywire. Just, we're not using any AI technology. I think we're using A technology, AL, almighty. It's uncanny. It's uncanny how these things dovetail together. It's not on purpose. Reduce the deduction of foreign-derived intangible income from 37% to 21%. Well, that helps big business right there. Provide $80 billion over the next 10 years for IRS funding for tax enforcement related to high-income taxpayers. Bull fucking shit. Related to squeezing mom and pop for every goddamn red cent they can get. Sun Tzu talks about this. You never hand your enemy ammunition and weapons to fight you and defeat you. You're going to give the fucking IRS another $80 billion? Yeah. And they're going to use it against high-income taxpayers? Right. They tell you the truth all the time. Oh, remember Joe Biden was going to tax the rich? That blew the fuck up. As I said it would. I said, he's not going to tax the rich. He's not taxing the rich at all. the super wealthy. It's not taxing them at all. It's a joke. They don't pay taxes. Big corporations don't pay any taxes. Nonprofits. Charities. That's the new scam. We talked about that. John Moynihan said, and Larry Doyle said on this very Thomas Paine podcast that there's about $1.9 trillion annually, which is almost the U.S. budget. $1.9 trillion annually that these criminals move around in their charities, tax-free, that we're underwriting. And the taxes from that money sure would change the landscape of the money that's available to run the country and reduce taxes. But no, it will not be so, because the uber wealthy are profiting from it wildly, and the IRS doesn't give a shit. In fact, they help the uber wealthy rip us off on a daily basis. Another part of the protection racket. These folks are no better than the Justice Department, no better than the FDA. We'll have intelligence on the FDA tomorrow. Tonight, actually. I get confused because we're recording, started recording around midnight, a little bit before midnight on Monday into Tuesday. So keep forgetting that this is a show for Tuesday. So we'll have that intel tonight on Hotwire, Tuesday night. So much for the Fourth Amendment for unreasonable searches and seizures, right? You keep loading up these fucking criminal operations to come after you. The Constitution is nothing but a dish rag to these people. Let's give the IRS another $80 billion to hassle the little guy. They never seem to hassle the big guy, do they? No, of course not. That's why I laugh. And you should laugh too when you see these things. Where's this from? This is from the Daily Wire. They don't even actually question it. Provide $80 billion over the next 10 years for IRS funding for tax enforcement related to high-income taxpayers. As soon as you see high-income taxpayers, you have to laugh. You understand? They always tell you what they're going to do. They're just not straightforward about it. That's like saying tax funding related to fucking small potatoes, small fish, while the big fish get away. Again, a la Doyle and Moynihan, $1.9 trillion annually in untaxed payoffs, kickbacks floating through charitable operations, nonprofit charities. The fuck out of here. The Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation. Oh, yeah, these guys are real philanthropists. Especially when it comes to stealing your money. We're underwriting. You're underwriting these nonprofit, these charities, right? They have a 40% head start. They don't have to pay taxes on their money. Where does that money come from? It comes from you. They're ripping you the fuck off. These aren't charities. It's just another vehicle of fraud, instruments of fraud, to move massive amounts of money around in the name of philanthropy and charity. They don't tell you the only people that they're benefiting is largely themselves, but that's okay. Headline, top earning New Yorkers could face 61.2% combined tax rate under the House plan. 61.2%. Are you guys have lost your fucking minds staying in that place? Top earners in New York City could face a combined city, state, and federal income tax of 61.2%, according to plans being proposed by Democrats in the House of Representatives. The plans being proposed include 3% surtax on taxpayers earning more than $5 million a year. The plans also call for raising the top marginal income rate, tax rate to 39.6% from the current 37%. The plan reserved the 3.8 net investment income tax and extend it to certain pass-through companies. Jesus Christ. The result is a top marginal federal tax rate of almost 47%. The marginal rate is for the rate for every dollar above the tax bracket income threshold. In New York City, combined top marginal state and city taxes, 14.8%. You add it all up, it's 61.2%. That's just your income tax. That's not gas tax. That's not staying in a hotel. That's not tolls. That's not renting a car. You pay tax on that. You go out to eat in the city, you're paying taxes on that. Tax. And if you're living in California, you have a decision to make today. We'll see what you guys do. I don't think it's going to have much of a difference. I think Eddie Munster is going to, they're going to make sure Eddie Munster wins no matter what. Top earning Californians would face a combined marginal rate of 59.7%. You live in Jersey? 52, you wish, 57.2%. Combined marginal rate in Jersey, 57.2. I got buddies who moved from New Jersey to Hawaii, live in Maui, because they didn't like the taxes in Jersey. Maui, Hawaii, 57.4 marginal rate taxation. Fuck out of here. The colonists got pissed off over a 4% proposed tax on tea. Four, F-O-U-R. You can't fucking make it up. Let's look at, I mean, you know, I think there's a chart in here somewhere, or there were charts. I saw a chart today. That's more than the Chinese tax their citizens in a super communist country, obviously. I don't know where the charts went. We had charts. Where are our charts? God damn it. I don't know where the charts went, but it's more than the Chinese get taxed. In a commie dystopian hellhole. I normally would take a break here, but I'm going to roll with it, so. Hang with me here as I change songs.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
His name's Anthony Fauci. Lifetime of vaccines for you and cash for me. Cause he's the Vax Man. Yeah, he's the Vax Man. Hey, the Vax Man's back. He's the yes man. I mean, Vax Man, I'm sorry. Fauci now supports vaccine passports for airline travel. Wait a minute. Didn't he just say earlier in this show that, oh, there'll be no mandates. I can't see mandates. He's a fucking liar. He's a serial liar. Something wrong with this guy. I think he likes being, you know, the villain. He likes. He's probably a masochist, a little midget like that. It's probably a masochist. You've seen these guys, these little fucking Napoleons running loose. Something wrong with them upstairs. Of course, their upstairs really isn't an upstairs at all. It's kind of like middle of the building when you're 4'8". Fauci was on a podcast called Skim This. I got a podcast for him called Fuck This right here. It's a brand new podcast, Fauci. Ha ha, Mr. Fauci! During an interview on Skim This, this guy is skimming the bottom of the barrel. He's doing low-level podcasts now. Anything. I told you, he went into full fucking court press, right? Because they're up against it. The wheels are coming off. I would support vaccine passports for airline travel if you want to get on a plane and travel with other people. You should be vaccinated. Of course, there's nobody anywhere in any sect of society, any age group, anywhere, any club, any race, who he doesn't want vaccinated. So why is this fucking newsworthy? This guy would vaccinate his cat or his dog or both. He would vaccinate fucking Peloton. How about some Megadeth tax man? Well, that's profound in itself, Megadeth, talking about Fauci. In the same interview, Fauci also endorsed vaccine mandates for children, comparing the coronavirus with polio and fucking measles. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Polio and measles, you dizzy, fucking corrupt idiot. Yeah. Here's the deal with polio and measles. You don't give a vaccine when someone has those. You give them as a preventative measure, you fucking fraud. That's what he's selling. That this is dangerous as polio and measles. My mom had polio. I'm lucky to be here in many ways. Obviously. Lucky to be here. She had polio. Guess what? When the vaccine came out, she couldn't take it because she had polio. Hello? Fauci. The fuck is he talking about? If you have the disease, you don't take the vaccine. You already have it. It's a menace. And certainly with polio and with measles, neither of which had a 99 point whatever chance of recovery. This guy is such a fraud. You know what, though? It's so unfortunate because he really caters to the stupid people. And it has nothing to do with college degrees or any kind of sheepskin hanging on your wall or anything. There are plenty of people who went to college who are lining up and lining their kids up for this stuff because they're dumb people. They're fucking stupid people. They can't be helped. They can't be fixed. And Fauci is their god. And Bill Gates is their god. And the government is their god. Our Father, which art in Washington. They're stupid. We can't help them. We can only try to steer smart people who want to learn away from these people. Save their fucking self and their loved ones a lot of problems. Ask the families who lost loved ones during the HIV AIDS crisis that Fauci created and fueled. These guys will wipe you out. They won't lose a minute's fucking sleep over it. They buy and sell human lives like you buy and sell fucking groceries. They don't think anything of it. They have God complexes. Of course, the folks they worship are nowhere upstairs. The folks they worship are downstairs. But they still think they control you. They own you. And if they want, they'll kill you, as they already have. Many, many, many people. What's going on here with Megadeth? This is we have to interrupt this scheduled song to move on to another song. I feel like I'm at a Rob Zombie concert. Let's change it up. How about a little Albert King crosscut saw? Because that's what we're facing. If you don't get the fuck out of the way of that crosscut saw, you get sliced and diced. These guys, they won't even affect Fauci's afternoon nap. He's sleeping like a baby. Now he's talking about the guy who said there'll be no vaccine mandates is endorsing vaccine mandates for children. Comparing this sham of a pandemic to polio and measles. The fuck out of here. Yeah, guess what? How long did they work? How long did Jonas Salk, a Rutgers grad, I might add, how long did he work on the polio vaccine for? 6 weeks? Like Moderna? Or 7 weeks? Like Pfizer?